Thou hast given him the desire of his heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the gradual of today's Mass, the words of the psalm are read by the Church for this common Mass for abbots, the Mass of St. Romuald. Thou hast given him the desire of his heart. Thou hast not withholden from him that which his lips asked for. That psalm actually applies literally to a king in the Old Testament. He was laying there dying, or he was very sick, and a prophet came and told him, in fact, the Lord says you will die in a few days hence. And then the king, he turned his head towards the wall of the room he was in, and that direction happened to be the direction towards which the temple was situated, the holy place. And so he turns towards the Lord and he prays, saying, please let me live, for not for my own sake, but for the sake of my people who need me to rule them. So he asked for an extension of his life, and then it was granted him. The prophet returned, so he prayed with tears. He prayed very ardently for that, and the prophet returned soon after and said, the Lord heard your prayer, and you shall live now 15 more years. 15 years are added to you. And this king, he spent those years to the great profit of all the people, and he was obviously a pious king, and he glorified God, and he was sanctified himself still more. But that psalm, it was written about him, and it has been applied by the Church to every single saint that has come after him, that the Lord, he hears the prayers, the desires of the heart, he grants. Not always the way we expect it, but indeed, God has not made us to thwart our own happiness. He has made us for perfect happiness with himself. It is for us to discover how and where that is in this life, so that we can have it forever in the next. But St. Romuald, he was a nobleman, and in fact, one of the saints that he was sort of worldly. His father was very worldly, and he took after his father. And so he had several habits of vice and little piety. But there was an exception to that, so he would go hunting. That was the thing to do in his day. For the nobles, they would do these big grand hunts. And well, he would occasionally find himself in a solitary place in the woods, some beautiful openings, scenes, and he would stop in those moments and he would remember to pray. He would ask, just lift up his heart and mind to God. On one such occasion, he reflected with himself how happy were those men of old who lived in places just like this. Solitaries, hermits, only to consider and to ponder Almighty God and not taken up with all these worldly and vain cares. Well, that prayer of his was heard later on, for his father soon, one day, would enter upon a duel with another nobleman over some conflict of property or money. And he was constrained to be there, to present. He didn't want to be, but he had to do it, otherwise he would be disinherited by his father. So he watched the duel, and his father slew the other, his opponent, which was murder, and nothing short of that. And so St. Romuald, feeling the great guilt because of him having witnessed that, having in that sense accompanied his father, and also being his own father who did that, he was struck with compunction and contrition for this great sin, and he was resolved to do penance for it. And so he found a monastery nearby and asked them to let him just remain with them 40 days, where he would be able to give himself wholly to fasting and praying, acts of reparation. And then by the time that was finished, he had made a decision that he would enter upon religious life. He would be himself a monk. And you might say he lived happily ever after. no doubt he had many temptations to overcome and many things to, many struggles ahead of him. But he had the great peace that he once longed for in the wilderness. And in fact, he would himself build a monastery in a place situated in a beautiful valley. Kamaldoli is the name of that, the name of the place. And so he is known as the father of the Kamaldolese monks, that branch of the monastic life. For us, who are not necessarily to live as hermits or as monks, we do need some place, a quiet place to pray. Today, think about Our Lady as that enclosure, that garden where you can lift up your heart to Almighty God and forget about the cares of the world. If you put yourself in the presence of Our Lady, we speak about putting ourselves in the presence of God, just remembering He's watching over you, He's sustaining you in life, He knows all things, and He can do all things. That remembrance, it helps us to just talk to God, to pray with a more fervor. Well, do that with Our Lady. She's your mother. She is a real person, just like you are, a human being. She knows all of the things that you can experience, the troubles, the sorrows. She knows this life. And so how much more can we relate to her than even to God in heaven? For she lived upon this earth, and she was a mother. So think of her, put yourself as though you were with her, in her presence, and then pray a little. And you'll find that it will be easier to pray with confidence, because she's there to make your prayers worthy of her Son, so that they be heard. She's there to also direct your prayers in case you don't know what you should ask for or what to pray for. She will fill in the blanks. But we know today the general intention, that is to make reparation to her own heart for the sins committed against her. And this, by being in her presence, just spending time with her, we make reparation. That is what she asked for. She said, just spend 15 minutes remembering she said you can consider the 15 mysteries of the Rosary, the mysteries where she was parts of her own life together with her Son, just to remember them with her and to pray over them with her. That is what she has asked, and she accepts that for the reparation for so great sins committed, because the little bit of charity of the faithful soul covers a multitude of evil, of sin, of an ungrateful soul. And God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.